Hello, this is Tom, but you know that because you clicked on my link. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. I hope you're having a good time. It's Friday. I can't believe it's Friday already. This week went by really fast. I wish that I had more time because I feel like I didn't get any work done, but at the same time, I'm like, I want to be happy because it's the weekend. But the weekend means that the work week is over and I shouldn't be working anymore. So I'm going to try and get as much done today as possible, including this ramble, because I really enjoyed talking to everybody last week. So let me just, hold on one second. Yeah, you hear that? Oh yeah, drinking my coffee. Just some ASMR for you. I'm not even gonna pretend like I don't know what I want to talk about. 3,000 followers, you guys. 3,000 of you followed me on Friday. Okay, so last Friday I had 2,000 followers. That was a milestone for me. Okay, as of Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, I had like 3,100 followers. That is the most insane thing I've ever even conceived of. When I started, so I've been lurking on GWA for a few years. I think I found the forum one night, and I think I was horny or something, and I decided, hey, I want to hear people. I want to go to sleep to people moaning in my ear or something. So I went and from a performer's and production perspective, what really drew me was Todd. I was a really big fan of not who Rose thinks. Is that his actual handle? I just call him Todd. Anyway, so I actually really admired him because he's a really good voiceover. And I'd been doing voiceovers for years and years and years, but I'd never put it to use in this way. So I would save his stuff and listen to it and admire, just kind of passively. And, that was probably maybe 2 years ago. And as probably most of you know, he's retiring, pretty soon. He's closed off his commissions. And, so I thought to myself, I ended up somehow back on the forum, and I thought to myself, I could do this. my little ego shining through. I was like, I could do this. I could totally do this. So I found a script and I filled it, and it got a lot of good feedback. And so then I wrote a script and I filled that, and that got a lot of really good feedback. And I started in like the M4A, M4M space, and then moved into M4F, which is my favorite. It's I feel like I have a lot more to do there in that space, but I do like to explore, you know, every theme that I can, every pairing that I can, because I realize that my audience is wide, and I like to explore that part of myself anyway. So I started off maybe, I think, 3 months ago now, because it's like the middle of September. So like 3 months ago, I started this, and I didn't fucking know that 3,000 of you were going to follow me. So thank you. Like, what the fuck? You guys are awesome. Again, thank you for hyping commissions. I've been getting some really interesting commission requests. And also I released a clip on Monday. It was a little shorter. It was under 20 minutes. My usual is anywhere between 25 to 30 minutes, but this was a shorter one. And, it really speaks to my Mission Impossible alias, Jason Bourne fanboy self, because there's a fight scene in it, and I choreographed it. Just want to say I choreographed that fight scene, and I'm really proud of it. So You should definitely go listen to that. I want to talk about something that it's been on my mind for a while. So I went back into my comments in my messages on Reddit, and I went back 14 days, because that took me like way too many pages to get back. So I'm not even gonna go back farther than that, but I just want to read you some of these, okay? Tom, your accent not only thrills me but kills me. Where's the next one? What is this accent? I love it. This is from my first M4F script fill. What is this accent? I love it. Tom, I normally hate American accents, but you are so alluring. That's to my M4A Untapped, where I play a therapist that seduces you. Am I the only one who thinks that Tom sounds like a New York Italian accent? I'm sorry. Am I the only one who thinks that Tom has a New York Italian accent? There was an H missing there. A New York Italian accent. That's this. No offense if that was you. I can see your username right there, and I love you, and I love all of you, but like, really? That is where I take you people. I almost said use guys. Okay, I love the audio. It's great. It's better than great, but every time I listen to an audio, I'm mostly trying to figure out what accent you have, because I literally can't place it. This was from Shy Girl Secret Weapon, which admittedly I felt a little drunk for. I wasn't drunk though, so. I think there's another one. I have to ask, because it kills me every time I listen to one of your audios. Where's your accent from? It's very distinct. I'm usually pretty good with them, and I have an inability of placing yours. It's driving me up the wall. Sorry, there's a lot of these, and I've read them all, so now you're gonna read them all with me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Alright, three woes. Whoa, 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 Tommy. The accent was strong, and this was quite an audio. I love your actual script writing and your acting, not to mention your God-given voice and your accent. The accent and attitude was adorable. I feel that the accent gets thicker the more you get into it. It sounds like you have a Boston or other accent. It's too funny. Your accent is too funny. Don't know how to receive that one. For some reason, you have a Boston accent. Your accent is muy bien. My favorite part of your audios I've heard so far is hearing you say, come on, baby. Which I know you guys like. Some of you guys like the baby. It almost sounds like Austin Powers, but not in a bad way and without the English accent. Oh my god. Oh my god. A good Austin Powers. That is what somebody has told me. I have now received that comment. Holy crap. For you guys and gals listening, what accent do you think I have? I know that most of you know the answer. You know where I'm from. A lot of you do. But I wanted to ask, one, does my accent change per audio? Which I know it does a little bit. And I'm not talking about audios where I specifically have an accent. But I've spent a lot of time in various parts of the country. So I do have a lot of regional influences that I can slip in and out of. I don't know about where some of these like suggestions are coming from, but what accent do you think I have? And do I have one? And how strong is it? And also, you know, do I tend to slip in and out of a stronger version of it? in each of my audio. So that's what I wanted to ask you guys about that. So thank you for coming with me on that journey through my comments, through 2 weeks of comments. I love doing that. It is 9/11. I was hungover when I woke up on 9/11, and my mother had called me after I had been on a bender, and she goes, "Tom, don't, whatever you do, don't go to the mall." I'm like, why? So she's like, "Turn on the TV," and that's when I saw the Twin Towers burning. And I'll never, that image is etched into my brain. I'll never forget it. That was a scary day for Americans. COVID is almost kind of scarier because we're kind of ridiculous as a nation about how we're dealing with it. But yeah, 9/11, it happened. Let's not forget it. We are not invincible, people. We need to stick together and stay loving each other. And be careful. The last thing I wanted to share was earlier this week, I went to, hold on. This is not an endorsement by any means, but I went to bdsmtest.org. So I'm going to go there now, bdsmtest.org, where you can take a test and it tells you how kinky you are, or actually like what kink you fall under. So, you can take it anonymously, and, oh man, it's making me do that thing where it's like, which picture has a school bus in it? Okay, let me skip it. Okay. So then it takes a little bit of data, and you can choose your scope. You can answer all questions, or you can skip questions that are aimed at specific types of, like if you don't want to answer as a submissive, or if you specifically want to answer as a dominant, something like that. And it was pretty long, and you can do a longer version or like a more condensed version, but I took the test and I took the longer version, and it's one of those like absolutely disagree to absolutely agree with a neutral in the middle kind of tests, and there's a lot of questions. So I'm just gonna read you my top scores. So I'm 100% a switch. Did you know this about me? Because I didn't know this about me. Actually, I did know this about me. I knew this about me. I'm a switch. I like it both ways. I like to be tamed, but only to an extent. I will break free and run around and break all your china. I'm 98% both a brat tamer and a rigger. I don't know what a rigger is. What does a rigger do? What does one rig as a rigger? I'm not sure. But I kind of want to put it in an audio, like, just, you know, to pretend I'm kinky like that. Like, hey, I'm Tom and I'm going to rig you. I'm going to rig you so hard. I'm a rig you, girl. Yes, I'm gonna rig you. I am 97% a voyeur, which I did not know that about myself. I mean, I like listening to audios, and I don't know. I think I would feel uncomfortable watching people who didn't know that I was watching them. I am 96% a brat. I'm not a brat. I'm actually like a really big brat. So if you are one of the unfortunate people that I am like super intimate and affectionate with, like, you know, I'm a fucking brat. I am a rope bunny. I don't even know what is a rope. I'm gonna Google that right now. Hold on one second. Okay, hold on. Rope bunny. Rope bunny. Oh, one who likes to be roped. Okay. Let's just read the first definition on Urban Dictionary. Rope bunny, a man or woman who enjoys being bound with rope for sexual or non-sexual pleasure. Here's the sentence. Tim went to a play party last week and met the rope bunny of his dreams. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I am a rope bunny. I want to be tied up. I don't know why I haven't even, why haven't I done an audio like this where I'm doing like rope play? But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please tie me up and do whatever you want to me. That is something that I would enjoy very much. I'm 85% an exhibitionist. 76% a degrader and 73% a sadist. I will not read below beneath that. I won't read any more than that. Other than I am like 1% a degradee, 1% a slave, and 1% a pet. So like, I absolutely do not like to be controlled. Is what that tells me. Anyway, I thought I would just share that a little bit. I did change my form for my commissions. Did I thank you guys for commissions already? Thank you so much for hyping those. Really cool commission so far. The form is now on my website, which is tombanter.com. I am slowly converting my index, my audio index on Reddit onto my website so that you can either visit the page on here or you can just go to tombanter.com. It's only about halfway done, so if you do go there, it's missing about half of my audios, and I started from the beginning. started from the bottom, now I'm here. Started from the beginning, and I'm working my way toward the present, so you will see older audios on there if you visit today. But yeah, you can go today, you can sort it by category, M4, whatever, and then my commissions form is on there. So there you have it. I have now rambled for 17 minutes. That was when I said 17 minutes, that was like on the 17 minute mark. But I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you for listening to me. I'm an attention whore. Please listen to me. I've demanded 3,000 of you listen to me. New audio will drop Sunday evening, late Sunday evening as usual, so that you'll see it on Monday morning. And I might drop an M4M in the interim. I don't know. It's the weekend, guys, so I'm off and I'm out. I love you. Thank you for supporting Tom. Goodbye. Oh god, I'm on the wrong window. Okay, now goodbye.